BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Dutch police have cancelled a rock concert in Rotterdam at the last minute after a tip-off from Spanish police. Dutch officials said they'd received a warning that an attack was being planned on a concert by the American band Alalas. The mayor of Rotterdam said police then stopped a Spanish-registered van containing gas canisters near the venue. The driver is being questioned, but the mayor said it was too soon to say whether he was connected to the terror threat. The former Venezuelan chief prosecutor, Luisa Ortega Diaz, says she's evidence that President Nicolas Maduro and other senior officials were involved in corruption. Mrs. Ortega said she had proof that a Brazilian construction firm had paid bribes to Mr. Maduro. The new chief prosecutor in Caracas, Tarek Saab, said Mrs. Ortega had been sacked for committing serious moral crimes. 12 people, including doctors and nurses, have been arrested at a medical center in Cairo on suspicion of involvement in the trafficking of human organs. Egypt's interior minister said those detained were part of a large network. New analysis of Pakistan's groundwater supply suggests that nearly a third of the population is at risk from arsenic poisoning. A study found that up to 60 million Pakistanis were very likely to be drinking water with an arsenic content 5 times higher than global safety guidelines. The top U.S. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell has issued a statement to counter media reports that his relationship with President Trump has disintegrated. Mr. McConnell said he was in regular contact with Mr. Trump and they were working on their shared agenda. The defeated U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump made her skin crawl during a televised debate last year when she considered saying to him, "Back up, you creep." Mrs. Clinton was reading an extract from her new book. She wondered whether she'd done the right thing in keeping calm. BBC News.